Rots Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And welcome to the first Trots Talk of the new season. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Yeah, the new season is certainly underway and there's already been some good results.
And some good racing gets underway tonight at Bathurst with the Kevin and Kay Seymour Evolution Series.
Yeah, most definitely does. So this is the first of the series kicking off tonight at Bathurst. And just a bit of background into the race for the listeners that don't know, it's for three-year-olds that are Breeders' Challenge eligible. So I think it's a fantastic initiative because they have $10,000 heats throughout the major regions of New South Wales, which go into a $20,000 final at Tabcorp Park Menangle. So it just gives, you know, those other horses that, you know, might not be at the top of their age, just that extra chance of earning some really good prize money. And tonight, Pete, at Bathurst is really strong. You've got the horses, Madame Leather and Uncle Ryan, going head-to-head. And the last time they raced each other, only a head separated them at the finish line. So it should be a really good race. There's also another Evolution Series heat at Penrith on Thursday night. And I caught up with Victorian Rangeman Glenn Craven. He's making the trip up north to drive. He's got three drives at Penrith on the night, but his main reason is to come up to drive Good Time Heaven in the Evolution Series heat. And this filly, she's really unlucky in the Breeders' Crown. And when I caught up with Glenn, he said he's quite confident she can run a good race. So for the listeners, it's race 7, number 2 at Penrith on Thursday night. And the final for this first round of the Evolution Series will be held at Menangle next Saturday night. And there's going to be a series every month leading into March. Then there'll be a break in March because that's when the Bathurst Gold Crown Carnival is on. Then April, May, it will roll around again. So just, yeah, there'll be continued pool of money for those three-year-old paces, Simon.
And it's been a good start to the new season for a couple of the young participants in New South Wales.
Yeah, it sure has. So we had, you know, a couple of new seasons, some new drivers about. And it's been really good for two particular young drivers. Firstly, we'll talk about Josh Gallagher. He drove his first winner at his first ever race drive, which was on Our Quinn at Newcastle last Saturday night. And he actually drove again at Menangle yesterday and won again. And this time he won with Celestial Arden. So Josh, he came through the mini trot ranks and was quite successful there. And he, you know, had to do all these trial drives and he produced a few wins at the trials as well. And it's certainly paying off at the track. He's had three drives now for two wins. And the other driver is Hayden Liu, who also drove his first winner at Dubbo on Sunday. That was the first meeting he's ever driven at, and it was his second drive that got him that first winner, and that was Nikiti River. So, yeah, both young drivers, Simon, are still in high school. They're 16 years old, but, geez, they look like they've got bright futures in the sport already.
Yeah, off to a winning start. And just recapping the last season that was, how did the premiership wind up?
Yeah, look, so no surprises too much with the state premiership. Amanda Turnbull took out the New South Wales Drivers' Premiership. She drove 187 wins in New South Wales. And her father, Steve Turnbull, he won the New South Wales Trainers' Premiership again with 172 winners for the term, which is remarkable. Steve's won a few premierships now. As for the concession driver in the state, Chris Geary was the leading driver there. He had a stellar season, Chris. He had his first Grand Circuit experience driving Yaya's Hotspot in the Victoria Cup. He also won his first Group 1 race with My Sweet Chili Filly at Bankstown in the Gold Tiara. And Chris ended up on 149 wins, and that's just his fourth season of driving, Simon. So he's certainly come a long way quickly. Another driver that's come through the mini trot ranks. And as for New South Wales' leading female trainer, that went to Kerri-Ann Turner. She trained 131 winners for the term in the state. So, yeah, some good results all around. They all work extremely hard, like every harness trainer does and driver does. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's been a top season, some remarkable milestones. You know, you had Lenny the Shark. He's been in the Miracle Mile. It was probably one of my favourite runs of the season. You know, he was forced to do it the tough way. But, then you also had the Mark Purdon and Natalie Rasmussen dominance. You know, they trained the trifecta of the New South Wales Derby. So, yeah, some good performances all around.
And Smolders into the Minion win as well. Looking back at it, it's hard to believe you're $16 or whatever he was.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Mark and Natalie primed that horse perfectly for that series, and he just, you know, kept improving with every run. And, it was a phenomenal Inter-Dominion win. And, yeah, a shame that he has now retired.
Group 3 racing heads to Tabcorp Park, Menangle this Saturday night with the Ainsworth Technology Pace. And just having a look at the fixed odds, Amanda, we got equal favourites, Aztec, Bromac and Blazon and Cullen. They're both at 480.
Yeah, it's quite an open market, isn't it, Simon? Look, I really like the value in the race of Dash of Luck. This horse, he's drawn number 10, so it's race 6 at Menangle on Saturday night. Number 10, he's around $8.50 the win, $2.60 the place, and he won over this 2,300-metre distance a couple of starts ago in this grade as well. And, geez, he just made it look so easy. So I really like him. Another runner to keep an eye on is Galactic Star. This horse is first up from Western Australia, is now in the care of Craig Cross, but did win its last three starts over at Gloucester Park. It'd be interesting to see what this horse can produce first up here in Sydney.
So that's Menangle on Saturday night. And we mentioned Smolder winning the Inter-Dominion last year. The nominations for this year's Inter-Dom close on Friday.
Yeah, they sure do. So this is could be the last Inter-Dominion in Perth for this series. Well, it is definitely for this series. The race has to go to tender. But, this year's series kicks off at Gloucester Park on November 24, and the $1.1 million final is set for December 28. And, yeah, as you mentioned, the noms close this Friday. Horses that have already been nominated include last season's Grand Circuit champion Lazarus, Lenny the Shark as well, Have Faith in Me and Our Dream About Me as well. So, look, one horse missing from the list, Simon, that we haven't mentioned in this podcast is Hector JJ, and he's being ruled out indefinitely. He's injured. He had a tear in his front offside leg. So I'm not. It was unclear whether it was a suspensory or a tendon or where the tear was in his leg. But yeah, not the best news for the Hector fans, because he's certainly come a long way this last season.
Yeah, what a shame. But Lazarus has been nommed for the Inter-Dom. It'd be great to see him in Perth.
Yeah, most definitely. So he's, you know, the it pacer at the moment. And yeah, it looks like Mark Hurd and Natalie Rasmussen have three there, with Lazarus Have Faith in Me and now Our Dream About Me as well. So it'll be very interesting to see how that all pans out.
Thanks, Amanda. Always good to chat to you. And we'll get the new season underway, and we'll chat to you Saturday morning at 10:30 for your selections at Menangle.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, Simon.